This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The 411 on phone directories.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Mexican phone giant Telmex has its eyes on a group of Spanish language phone directories based in the U.S. The Wall Street Journal says the proposed buy-up shows Telmex's ambitions for that segment of the market. According to the most recent census data, about half of U.S. population growth is occurring among Hispanics. Currently, Hispanics make up nearly 15% of the population in this country. The drama over the proposed AT&T Bell South merger continues today. Earlier this month, two Democrats on the FCC forced postponement of a vote to approve the union. Today, the panel wraps up public comments ahead of a new vote scheduled for November 3rd. Ashley Milne-Tite reports consumer groups aren't shy about their opposition to the deal.
If the merger goes through, the new company will dominate phone and internet service in California, Texas, the Midwest, and much of the South. Gene Kimmelman of Consumers Union says given the size and clout of the two companies,
we think the merger is very dangerous for consumers' interest in more choices, lower prices.
But Jimmy Scheffler with the Carmel Group isn't so sure. He says consumers have every right to worry about a genuinely uncompetitive monopoly, but in this case,
there are so many new competitive services that are coming into the marketplace, and it's so hard even for the really big companies like AT&T to keep a handle on those new services.
Scheffler says the real test for the FCC could come down the road if the new AT&T and co-behemoth Verizon were to seek a merger. That, he says, would be a bona fide threat to competition. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
A new survey shows one in five workers in the UK suffers harassment. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
This may be a matter of constant nitpicking, verbal abuse or even physical violence, and it's far more widespread here than many supposed. According to the survey, almost 6 million British workers say they've been bullied over the past 2 years. The disabled seem the worst affected. 37% claim they've been harassed in some way. The figure for black and South Asian workers is also higher than the average at 29%. Mike Emmett of the Institute of Personnel, which carried out the survey, says bullying is bad for business. It hits productivity.
People who are bullied are not working effectively. People who are bullied are far more likely to go off sick. They may suffer long-term damage to their self-esteem. They're not going to be working as hard. They're more likely to leave.
Anti-harassment laws have proliferated in Britain in recent years, but, says Emmett, the urge to bully clearly remains deep-rooted and difficult to eradicate. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
It's interest rate time again. Today, the Fed meets, and the good money's on the rates, staying put where they are right now. Whatever they do will affect Wall Street, of course, where on Monday, the Dow closed up 114 to 12,011. The NASDAQ closed up 13 to 2355, and the S&P closed up 8 to 1377. And you are listening to Marketplace. In 1940, the government gave life to the 40-hour work week. In honor of that, today is Take Back Your Time Day. Diantha Parker reports.
For many people, the notion of a 40-hour work week sounds as quaint as anything else that's 66 years old. But we should slow down, says Take Back Your Time board member Bonnie Michaels.
We just don't have it in this country to take care of those people who are really burning the candle at all ends. We've gotten to the point where people aren't even taking time for very basic things.
One of these is the family dinner, which the Take Back Your Time website calls headed for dodo land. It's not surprising. Organizers say Americans, on average, work 10 more years during their working lives than Europeans do. Take Back Your Time says if that statistic makes you stop and think, you're already on the right track. I'm Diantha Parker for Marketplace.
And the Marketplace Morning Report comes to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the National Organization for Rare Disorders, mission to identify, treat, and cure overlooked and undertreated health conditions. More at rarediseases.org. By Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by The Economist magazine, which not only tells what's happening each week, but why. The Economist. At newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Lisa Napoli. All this week, the Marketplace Sustainability Desk looks at the intersection of global warming and global commerce in our series, Frozen Assets. On Monday, we looked at how countries bordering the Arctic are rushing to claim vast tracts under the Arctic Ocean. Oil and minerals may lie there. A handful of U.S. senators have prevented the U.S. from ratifying a U.N. treaty that would allow it to stake additional claims in the region. Joining us is Leon Panetta, a past chair of the Pew Oceans Commission. I asked him why the U.S. should ratify this treaty.
Well, what ratification would do is it would make us a partner. We would be a player. Operating under that treaty, we have a number of nations that are seeking to extend their 200-mile exclusive economic zone, and they're applying for expansion under the treaty and under a commission that operates under the treaty. But the United States, since it hasn't affirmed that treaty, is simply standing on the sidelines. It's terrible because it's jeopardizing our economy, it's jeopardizing our national security, and frankly, it's jeopardizing the environmental interests of this nation.
You're suggesting the U.S. is going to miss out on a potential bonanza if it doesn't sign this treaty. Why?
This is an area of tremendous resources. Resources in terms of our fisheries, resources in terms of oil and gas, resources in terms of just our ability, frankly, to control the seas that are important to our Navy and to our Defense Department. And for us to not try to assert our sovereignty so that we determine whether or not we're going to control the resources in that region is just a violation of protecting our interests. I mean, the Russians right now are seeking to expand the boundaries in oil and gas-rich areas off the North Pacific and in the Arctic. Are they going to get access to that while the United States stands on the sideline?
What's it going to take to convince people?
Well, it's a strange situation, to be truthful, because this is a treaty that was negotiated by the Reagan administration. It was supported by every president, President Bush, President Clinton. The current President Bush supports this treaty. Interests that are involved, oil and gas industry, fisheries interests, shipping interests, marine scientists, environmentalists, all support this treaty. There's a very small group, but vocal group of critics who are saying that somehow, and it's a myth, that somehow we're surrendering some of our sovereignty by virtue of agreeing to this treaty. Very frankly, what it's going to take is the President of the United States to say to the majority leader in the Senate, this is too important to simply allow it to be blocked.
Leon Panetta is a past chair of the Pew Oceans Commission. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.